This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, I just posted a video today of the Remington 870 rescue, which was done in large part to the refurbish happened due to two companies, Ace Firearms, who did the refinishing on the 870, and Boyd's Gunstocks, who makes the At-One Gunstock for now pump shot guns like the Remington 870. And the refurbishment that you can do just by going to Ace or just by going to Boyd's, especially with Boyd's. Boyd's, you know, the gun stocks of old, the old wooden gun stocks, they deteriorate so badly over the course of time. And Boyd's will make you look good. It'll make you feel good. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I've been watching this thing with Jesse Smollett, the actor who I didn't know existed until he decided to fake a hate crime on himself. I don't know, you know, the details to it are bad, but I'm not concerned about the details to it. In what I do, okay, in what I do with a talk radio show, you want to be relevant, but the way to relevance is not by deception, because deception is something that is always found out. And when you think about how the deception that when you think about the deception he did, that was going to come apart really quick, and it did. So, I have a few problems with this. First of all, this is like the Tawana Brawley of the 21st century. You remember that was a racial prejudice pimp, Al Sharpton. That was something he was peddling out there. It was about a young lady, Tawana Brawley, who supposedly had been taken and raped and had excrement smeared all over and all this other stuff, and had bad things written about her, on her body, about her, which turned out to be not true. Jesse Smollett, in the age of hands up, don't shoot, in the age of I can't breathe, Jesse Smollett gets out there and decides he wants to make it appear as if he has been lynched. And the boogeyman is any white guy in a MAGA hat, a Make America Great Again hat. By the way, I've never actually seen one of those hats in real life. I've thought about ordering one, but I've never seen one. But you know what? Wearing the hat is not nearly as sweet as casting the vote. So if I never have one, that's fine. I don't need a MAGA hat to be effective. Getting out there and, if that's your indicator, you know, if you wear a MAGA hat, you're a racist. You're not only a racist, you're a violent racist. you know? A violent racist. So he got out there and he decided to perpetrate a hoax about a race crime. Some white guys wanting to beat up just because he's black. And maybe, I guess, they were supposed to know who he was. Now, never mind, it's Chicago in the middle of the winter. You know, when it's freezing outside and you're out there and you're bundled up, hooded up, and scarfed up, can you tell who the celebrities are that are out there? And is Jussie Smollett actually a celebrity? I'd never heard of him before this. So, but we exist in an age where we've recently had riots because of perceived racial prejudice, racial bigotry, racial violence. And this guy tried to create some more. Because without knowing why he did it, I would love to know why he did it. There's some people that are saying that the aspirin powder bomb or aspirin powder mail that he got, which he's also being indicted for, investigated on, that didn't get enough of a response for him. So he decided to go this route. So he paid two Nigerian guys that he knew. They rehearsed it and they got it right. And he thought he was somewhere where there would be some surveillance video, but the camera was going the other way. And one put the noose around his neck, and I guess one of them punched him, and they had their hats on, and they were shouting bad things at him. And then they ran off. And then he reported it. You would think somebody getting close enough to you to put a noose around your neck or to punch you or to yell in your face, if you can recognize they have a MAGA hat, you might recognize if they have a beard. Or you might recognize if they are, you know, what color hair they are for a white guy. Blonde, brown, shaved head, what, you know. None of those details were there. He redacted his phone record and everything else. This was the vilest of the vile. This is something you do when you are so narcissistic. All he sees is what the perception is now. And now everybody that came out and said this is a lynching and all these other celebrities. Alyssa Milano got out there and said he couldn't possibly do that and put us all out there like that. Could he? Yeah, he did, Alyssa. Yeah, he did. He sure did. And all of you fell for it. Racism, without a doubt, does exist in the United States today. And in those instances of real racism, we should swoop down on it and be merciless. We should destroy racism wherever we get a chance to see it. Real racism. Getting out there and pimping out this fake racism is a distraction. It is not furthering the cause. It does not make things better. How do you get out there and call something divisive because somebody wears a MAGA hat when you're out there trying to create racial strife? What is more divisive than that? And the big problem for Jussie Smollett and for the Jussie Smolletts and the Al Sharptons of the world, it's not really working, guys. It's not really working. I'm told all the time that I don't know any. I never meet a stranger. And when, you know, it doesn't matter to me who it is. A gentleman sat down next to me the other day at a restaurant where I was waiting for the food to come. And he was asking me how my day was. So we just engaged in a conversation. He was a restaurateur. He's about my age. He was black. Big deal. He was a man. And we were having a little man discussion there, the kind of discussion men have. Cordial, well-mannered, true men. And, you know, neither one of us brought up Jussie Smollett or worried about things like, the fake racism that's out there today. This was, like I said, the vilest of the vile. This was a call to violence against white people. I'd love to see how he intends to deal with this. They're already pulling his episode, so I don't think this got the effect he wanted. I'll withhold my laugh right now for the moment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Using a Boyd's gun stock, installing a Boyd's gun stock is not a replacement or a refurbishment. Sometimes it's a refurbishment, but it's also an upgrade. It is indeed an upgrade. Whether you're getting one of the classic shapes or one of the more modern, completely well thought out moving parts stocks, whatever it is you're getting, you are upgrading. You are making the gun better. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're in the middle of an inevitable trend right now, despite what you may be seeing in the news. And it's a trend that follows tragedy most of the time, because normally after a mass rampage killing event, emotion is running high, and, you know, this is when they swoop out. This is the only time they actually ever propose gun control, because they're like, well, okay, we have the wind at our backs. But right now, support for new gun control regulations is dipping. Right now, the biggest worry in the United States is the government. But last week was the one-year anniversary of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas rampage killing, which I've said this many times, and I've said it here. If I have already said this here, I apologize. But why we would commemorate this mass failure by a bunch of adult policymakers that allowed a bunch of children to be killed is beyond me. Right after that happened, it sparked another wave of anti-gun activism that did get some wins at the state level. Florida, the host of the within Broward County, banned gun sales to those under the age of 18, even for long guns, which, actually they banned gun sales for the under the age of 21, 18. Yeah. So, and Rick Scott, the new senator of Florida, signed that into law on his last leg. In Vermont, Governor Phil Scott, a Republican, also increased the age to purchase all firearms to 21 and banned so-called high-capacity magazines. It's no longer legal to own magazines that hold more than 10 rounds for rifles and 15 rounds for guns, or handguns, excuse me. And both of the Scotts were A-minus rated by the National Rifle Association. This is why I tell you that politicians don't know what the... When you see a politician... I know a couple of politicians like Jeff Scott. Or excuse me, not Jeff Scott, Jeff Duncan, U.S. House of Representatives out of South Carolina. This is a guy that knows guns. So if he ever gets out there and proposes a gun law to you, and it's talking about the mechanics of a gun, dude probably owns three or four of them. So anybody else? I don't know. I'm not really interested in listening to him. So there's been months and months of interviews and rallies and peddling the anti-gun propaganda, the March for Their Lives crew vanished. And since then, support for new restrictions has dropped by double digits since the tragic shooting. Coming from NPR, 1 year after the school shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, the urgency for new gun regulations has declined. But roughly half of the current country is concerned a mass shooting could happen at a school in their community, a new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll finds. I get that, because most schools, despite what they see here, don't do anything. One thing that every shooter, every rampage killer has to do in order to become a rampage killer is to get access to the building where the victims are. And at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas right now today, they still have unmanned, unsecured doors. If you run into somebody, if you run into an adult as you're trying to access a door, that's just a coincidence. It is not the way things are. After the Sandy Hook, and let's not refer to these as shootings. This is whenever I hear the term shooting, this was not a shooting. Shooting is what I'm going to do this weekend, hopefully. This is not a shooting. This is a murder. So after the Sandy Hook massacre, in which 20, 26, 27 people were killed, 20 kids, support for new gun control laws had fallen below 50% by December of 2013. And here's some other tidbits for you. While Americans favor employing school resource officers or armed guards in schools, 72% said it would make a difference. Arming teachers was the least popular, 39%, in a list of policy options to reduce gun violence. The list included requiring background checks at gun shows or private sales, 82%, requiring mental health checks, 79%, banning high-capacity ammunition clips, which don't technically exist, 65%, creating a national database to track all gun sales, 64%, and banning the sale of semi-automatic assault weapons, 60%. Well, okay, well, NPR, I know how you put it. So, if the only people that don't have to run a background check in the United States, in most states, are private owners. If you buy a gun from an FFL, from a federal firearms license, whether it's online or at a gun show, okay, if it's online and you say, I like this at Bud's Gun Shop, so you buy it at Bud's Gun Shop, right? You do whatever it is you do. I've never actually purchased one myself this way. If you have, let me know. You purchase it, then it has to be shipped from them to an FFL dealer near you. Then when you go to pick it up at the FFL dealer, then you have to go through a background check. Oh my gosh. So that the internet, there's no internet loophole. The gun show loophole, if you're an FFL dealer at a gun show, you have to run a background check too, right there in the gun show. Right there in the middle of the gun show. So getting out there and banning a non-existent class of weapons and banning magazines that hold things and everything else. The only way to make guns less of a threat, and the reason you have weapons is because they are dangerous, is to make sure that no barrels exist. And that's it. That's all there is. If somebody wants to get out there and say, well, he shot me with a single shot 30-06 and I died due to that, therefore I have the moral high ground, you feel free to feel that way. To me, murder is murder is murder. So if you kill me with a brick, if you kill me with a noose, if you run me over with a car, if you feed me an icy laced with strychnine, it's murder. And I'm dead, and I'm not going to be sitting back. I'm not concerned with the way I die, as how far that goes. My concern is stopping that from happening. Preventing that, if you will. So, anyway, we will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I cared to think my pops wanted to talk.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Florida on Friday, President Trump has a message for Mexico regarding illegal aliens.
And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it. And we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
The president is also calling on Congress to act.
And we have the weakest, the most pathetic laws. Number one, Congress has to act. And number two, Mexico, they make so much money from the United States and so many other things, so many other assets.
Attorney General William Barr sent a letter to both the Senate and House Judiciary Committee updating them on his progress regarding the Mueller report and when it would be released to Congress. Barr says he is busy going through the report, redacting sensitive information that cannot be released to the public, and that he thinks it will be ready for Congress to view no later than mid-April or sooner. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, I can't stress this enough. Ergonomically, you know, a lot of guns back in the day. The gun stock was a very integrated part of the gun. Nowadays, a lot of them, like the stock that was on my Scout rifle was hollowed out polymer. Functional, you know, not very distinguishable. Not you know, it's not something that you stick in the gun case and admire. Which, yeah, I do that sometimes. So, I wanted function, I wanted ergonomics, and I wanted more accuracy, and that's what I got out of a Boyd's gun stock. So it has the At-One stock on it. It may get the thumb hole stock on it. Who knows? But whatever I've got is superior to what I had on the gun originally. And that can be waiting for you, too, at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now then. Recently, the House Judiciary Committee has held a markup session for H.R. 8, which, among other things that they're getting out of H.R. 8, is universal background checks. Now, Greg Stube, or Stubbe, or however you pronounce his name, I had trouble with this yesterday, he introduced an amendment to this bill that would require an FFL to report anyone who fails a background check to law enforcement agencies. Now, this is the thing about a background check. A background check is a moment in time that is looking back upon your history from that moment in time. It is no indicator of what you might do later. It is no indicator of what you might become later. It is simply able to look at you and say, this is who you are today. It's a little bit like a loan application or a credit check, really. Because, and you know, what happens if you get hurt? What happens if you have a heart attack like I had and you can't pay your bills? That doesn't make you a deadbeat. You just can't pay your bills. But this, you know, these things are not reliable. These are not crystal balls about the future, which is what we need to be concerned with, is stopping crime. We need to be concerned with stopping rampage killers. We do not need to be concerned with stopping law-abiding citizens because they're not going to commit these crimes. Now, this amendment that Stubbe put up there was proposed by David Cicilline of Rhode Island and Jared Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, both Democrats out of the Northeast. And they proposed this during the last Congress, and Democrats eventually voted down the amendment. And Chairman Nadler said he'd have to do a hard look at the amendment before they would consider adopting it. What's different now than it is to then? Was it then? Why would the Democrats reject their own proposal? Well, the difference is in the language, and it has to do with illegal immigration. And yes, if you think I'm rehashing something that I talked with Rob about the first hour, you're probably right. But anyway, that's beside the point. Last year, 7.8 million illegal aliens tried to buy guns here in the United States. Can you imagine what would have happened if they had been reported to law enforcement? Now, understand this. There is something unique about a background check. A background check is, it stops somebody, they think, from committing a crime. What a background check does is it stops them from buying a gun at a federal firearms licensee. That's all it does, especially the way we're set up right now, because we never go after these people. Now, this is not a victimless crime here. This is not a victimless crime because there's money spent, man hours, and you know, the like. It's instant, but this is somebody who probably knows that they're on the prohibited persons list. They may not know that there is that possibility. They may be on there, or it may be a false negative. That is also the case. But getting out there and not having a process by which to go by, while they're out there at the same time constantly wanting more and more and more gun control, when they have this has been in place since 1994, 95, whenever they enacted it. And how many people have been arrested for failing a background check? Because when you fail a background check, that means you are a prohibited person. So this means you were attempting to commit a crime, which is possess a firearm. They don't have prohibited people that aren't, you know, that it wouldn't be a crime for. I think even if you've been adjudicated mentally ill, that's a crime. So why aren't we doing that? And it's because of illegal immigration. It's because of illegal immigrants. So if you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, well, it's about gun safety. No, it's not. It's not about gun safety at all. The Democrats want illegal immigrants here because they want the votes. And they want everything to be like California where they can vote. They want everybody to have motor voter. They want everybody to have ballot harvesting so they can vote and be in power. And at the same time, you know, crime, it would be interesting to do a study on how much we think crime would break down or go away, how much crime we would not have if we got tough on illegal immigration. And I'm not talking about the crime of illegal immigration, of being here in the country illegally. That's a crime in and of itself. I'm talking about violent crime. I'm talking about the kind of crime that makes angel moms, murder, rape, armed robbery, that kind of stuff. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about just being here illegally. That's bad enough. You and I could not exist illegally in Mexico. Not if you're not Mexican. You can't, because they have rules and regulations which they enforce. And that's the biggest difference between us and Mexico. We should adopt the illegal immigration policies of Mexico. Mexico wouldn't like that, without a doubt, because I think the cash remittances, for example, that come from illegal immigrants account for, it comes in at number 3 in their GDP. I may be wrong about that. That was something I read a while back. So, they don't want to secure the border, and they don't want to stop criminals from buying. They don't want to arrest criminals trying to buy guns. This is what it amounts to. They don't want to secure the border, and they don't want to arrest criminals trying to buy guns at gun shops. Of course, I have no idea how big the black market is in guns, but it certainly seems to be a fine supply. A fine supply. So, there you have it. That's your Democrat Party. We're not going to stop crime, but we are going to make it to where you can't fight it yourself. There you go. That's the Democratic outlook for you. But now, if they can propose something that will keep you from being able to get a gun, they're all for it. You shouldn't be able to have a gun. And if you try to buy a gun when we adjudicate you, well, you're in big trouble. So I guess it only applies to white people. Jesse Smollett was right. Only white people can be bad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Okay. Time for me to explain some things to you, and these are all, of course, my opinion, and also try to get you whipped into a feverish frenzy. The Democrats intend to disarm you. If not you, your children. If not them, your grandchildren. They're in it for the long game. They fully understand what it takes. They are patient. They understand it's got to be a constant onslaught. They look at it as a marathon. They'll take a slice and, they'll come back for the loaf later. Most of the Republicans don't even understand what they describe. They think that things like red flag orders are perfectly okay. It's for public safety, after all. Never mind that we're going at somebody that hasn't committed a crime. Hasn't been accused of a crime. Hasn't been arrested for a crime. We're still going to take his due process. And that is the most slippery and, sharp of slopes to head down the street. This idea that we can pull the country back gradually is fine. I fully get that that is the way it is. And I encourage it. I want it to be that way. I look forward to the opportunities to have things this way. But I can't, I see no, I see no inclination at all to do the things, to make the hard choices, to go with the things that we're going to have to do to execute the kind of things we're going to have to execute in order to save the country. I think it was the Doobie Brothers that had this album, back in the 70s when I was a kid. I never quite understood what it meant, but the name of the album was What Were Once Vices Are Now Habits. There's a lot of vices that are now habits in the United States. Yesterday I was filling in somewhere and I was hearing some news where certain politicians were talking about the declared emergency at the border. And one Republican was out there saying that he wants to do things in a bipartisan way. If the Republicans, the only way now to do anything in government is to have an overwhelming majority and then to vote like there is no tomorrow. And this thing about getting out there and saying, well, if President Trump does this, the next time there is a Democrat president, he might declare an emergency about health care. He might declare an emergency about climate change. Or he might declare an emergency about gun violence. Do that at your own peril, Democrats. Roll with that if you think. If you have the stones to do it, roll with that. Because there is no bipartisan anymore. Any Republican that tells you, looks you in the eye and says, I'm looking for a bipartisan solution, that guy's a fool. That guy's a fool. If I'm living in a time now where Lindsey Graham finally woke up. He gets what's going on here. He is in it now to win it. Finally, after all this time. But the absolute stuff that he had to go through and the things that he said prior to that, dude wanted to believe the best of everything, but that's not there. So, I've taken the liberty to borrow something because I want you to, and this is comedy. This is comedy, but this is the way we got to look at this, because we're in ideological combat, and if we don't actually try to wage that to win, we may be in street combat. So, this is the way you should react. This is a philosophical musing, if you will, of one John Blutarsky. Pay attention.
Hey! What's this lying around shit? Well, what the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
War's over, man. Wormer dropped a big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go!
The Delta I used to know. Where's the spirit? Where's the guts? Huh? This could be the greatest night of our lives. But you're gonna let it be the worst.
Oh, we're afraid to go with you, Pluto. We might get in trouble. Well, just kick from now on! Not me! I'm not gonna take this! Warmer!
I know that's absurd. Well, everybody's having a good chuckle over that one. Think about this. In today's world, that movie couldn't be made. Animal House could not be made today. Trading Places could not be made today. We have been beaten into this idea that if we criticize anything, no matter how bad it is, if they're not, you know, if we're Caucasian, we can't criticize anything else. And we've adopted that policy. So they will hurl all these little derogatory terms like racist and child killer and all this other stuff. And we have to decide that we're just not going to take it. We have to decide we will engage, and we will engage hard, and we will go with them hard, the same way they're coming at us. And we will try to engage them as civilly, you know, we will be as civil as they are. We will be, we will do unto others. And we will do unto others. the problem they don't digest is they're counting on you being law-abiding, which in some cases they think means that they can beat you to a pulp, and you're just supposed to take it because we're turning the other cheek because we're Christian or something like that. No. Feel free to abandon that principle. Because there is no appeasing them. They intend to take everything you have. They're going to take your freedom of movement, your freedom of thought, your freedom. They're going to take your money. They're going to decide how many kids you can have. They're going to decide which kids you can have. They're going to decide whether you live or die. They're going to decide whether you can have heat. They're going to decide whether you can have a car that burns gas. They want to decide whether or not you know. All of you that like that socialist stuff, that's socialism. I mean, and it gets down beyond that. I mean, a lot of these kids that want socialism, they're out there, they spend a lot of time at Starbucks. You'd have to go to the government-approved coffee house and have the government-approved latte. That's socialism. It's everything. It's not just what you think it should be. It's not just soak the rich and give it to the workers. No workers own any factories because no workers can afford one. There's a reason for that. There's a reason why entrepreneurs start businesses. The rant for the week will continue in about 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.